Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We bless the Lord on this beautiful Monday morning, and we do give God all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. We welcome each and every one of you here at our platform. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all praise, giving God all glory, and giving God all the honor. All of our services can be found at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership, and we invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4. And I'm going to be reading in your hearing starting in verse number 1. And it reads like this. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou know that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt and live, thou and thy children on the rest. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen, for the blessed people of God. I want to speak to you for a few minutes on this morning on a subject, laughing in the devil's face. Laughing in the devil's face. Glory be to God. Beloved, in our scripture on this morning in 2 Kings chapter number 4, we read where a widow faced a desperate situation. Sometimes things get desperate. I think we've all been there. I know I have. Some of you may be there right now. It was a desperate situation. She was a widow. She didn't have a husband to lean on. She didn't have family. She was a widow woman, and she was desperate. Her husband had died. She had a husband, but her husband died. And she had no source of income, especially in those days, because the husband was the breadwinner and the woman was not even allowed to work. They wasn't even allowed to work. Their job was to take care of the husband and take care of the family, which sounds like a pretty good idea to me. We downgrade it nowadays, but I'm telling you, it was God's idea. Matter of fact, anytime a wife works outside of the house, she's doing more than what God ever required of her. But there was no possible way to meet her needs or her family's needs. She was in debt, and the creditor had come to take her two sons to be slaves to work off her debts. Back in the day, you couldn't go down there and file bankruptcy. They didn't play that. If you owed, they was coming to get your furniture. They was going to get your TV, your refrigerator, your children, maybe even you. They was going to collect back in the days. We have all these laws protecting us now. See, where we can borrow and not pay back again. See, but back in the day, it wasn't going down like that. And that's the way God would have it, actually. Because the Bible calls a person who borrows and doesn't pay back, he calls you wicked. The wicked borroweth and payeth not back again. That's what the scripture tells us in the book of Proverbs. But if ever anyone needed a miracle of debt cancellation, she did. She was desperate, beloved. And in her desperation, she went to the prophet Elisha, and she cried to the prophet for help. And we are told in the very first verse, when she approached Elijah, she told Elijah, she said, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou know that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." Can you imagine? Can you imagine somebody coming to take your babies for some money that somebody else owed them? Somebody else owed. She didn't owe the money. The husband owed the money. She explained that all she had left was a pot of oil. Elijah told her to borrow as many vessels as possible from her neighbors. Go ahead and borrow. Let your pride go. Sometimes we got to let our pride go, because sometimes we need and we don't want to let people know we need. And that's just not financial, too. That's, you know, sometimes we just weaken our faith spiritually. We're in a stupor, you know. Or we could be in a certain season in our lives, or we are unsure, fear has crept in, whatever the case might be. And beloved, for us not to reach out, when the Bible says we are our brother's keeper, when the Bible says bear ye one another's burden, you can't reach out to everybody, see, but you got to reach out to somebody sometime. Glory be to God. And this is why God has given us spiritual leaders. And God has given us friends and prayer warriors and certain family members. You can't say all your family. A lot of times your church family is thicker than your natural family. But he said, go and borrow. Let your pride down. Go and do what I tell you to do. She was not to get just a few, but he told her, get as many as possible. Load it up. This keep getting it. As long as it keep coming, then keep getting it. Keep getting it while the getting is good. Then he told her to go into her house, shut the door. Sometimes you got to shut the door. Huh? He who prays in secret, the Lord will reward you openly. You got to shut the door. Everybody knew what she was doing when she was, but everybody knew she was borrowing those vessels, but it wasn't nobody's business what was happening when that door was shut. He said, shut the door. You ain't got nobody running in and out. Your neighbors ain't going to be running in and out now. No, this is private time. Beloved, come on. Sometimes we got to shut the door when we talking to God. Glory, close in. Get into the inner circle. Come on in. Press in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was always spending time separate from the Father. He was always closing the door. They looked for Jesus. Jesus couldn't be found. Jesus was up on the mountain somewhere. Jesus was somewhere. He had shut the door. He said, I got to talk to my... Look, if you go to have a private conversation with somebody and they invite you into their office, you want them to shut the door. You don't want the secretary running in and out and people running in and out. I need to talk to you. Please shut the door until this conversation is over. Glory be to God. You're talking to somebody on the telephone, whatever. You don't want them to keep putting you on hold, getting the other calls that's coming in. Can you call them back in a couple minutes? I ain't going to be that long. Can you shut the door? Personal. This is private. This is immediate. I need some attention right now. So he told her to shut the door and then pour the oil into the vessels and set aside each one when it was full. Well, she obeyed the man of God's instructions. We've been talking about obedience over the last couple of weeks. We can't seem to get away from it. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Obedience always works. It always works. Amen. Glory be to God. She realized that the man of God represented God himself. See, God's not going to always be sitting up in heaven with a bullhorn shouting down to you, telling you what to do. He don't work that way, y'all. We know God has an audible voice, but he uses it very rarely. That's why he's given us the Bible. God speaks to us in five ways. His primary way, number one way that God speaks to us is through the Bible, the written word of God. That's why we got to spend time in it. The word of God is the mind of God on paper. That's the number one way God speaks to you. Now, God will also speak to you through dreams and visions, because we know God is a dreamer himself. All right? And he speaks to dreams, so pay attention to your dreams. Okay? A lot of times his dreams are symbolic. You have to ask God for interpretation, and sometimes he makes it real plain. Okay? Then God will speak to you through circumstances. Sometimes in some of the things that we're going through, it ain't the devil. It ain't the devil. If it is the devil, God using the devil. Do you realize that God can use the devil? Glory be to God. Huh? For your benefit? Glory, the devil can't use God, but God can use the devil. So everything is not the devil. God is speaking through your circumstances. You are in this situation because God is trying to tell you something. All right? The fourth way, amen, that God speaks, amen, is through people. He speaks through people. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why you, amen, get the word as often as you can get the word. It's not the man or the woman. Amen. If they come and bring in God's word, they're speaking. Amen. God will even speak through children. God will even speak through children. Glory be to God. And then the last way that God speaks, the fifth way, is God will speak audibly. Yes, you will hear God's voice, but you better be careful. Every time you hear a voice, don't mean it was God's, because the Bible tells us, amen, that there are a lot of voices out there in the world. A lot of voices. God will never contradict himself. But God told me it was okay to go ahead and have a date with Mr. Johnny. Well, isn't Mr. Johnny married? Don't he have a living wife? Don't the wife live in the same house? Did they get a divorce? No, Mr. John, no, God ain't told you that. Your flesh told you that. God ain't told you that. God might have told you a God with a small g. One of the small g's you serving, but the big g didn't tell you that because he would never contradict his word. Glory be to God. So the widow woman, she acted upon the word of the Lord that was spoken through his prophet, because God speaks through his prophets. And his name was Elisha. As she poured the oil, the Bible tells us that the oil was multiplying. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? When I read the Bible, I like to sort of put myself in the place. I like to put myself in the place of Elijah talking to the widow. Then I put myself, amen, in the widow's place talking to Elijah. And then I put myself standing in my kitchen pouring oil, and the oil never run out. I mean, can you just imagine how beautiful that was?
How beautiful it is, glory be to God, to behold God's miracles. How beautiful it is. Can you imagine the joy that came to this widow's heart? She probably was amazed. She probably was in shock. But you know she was in joy. Glory be to God. And I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her right now. Amen. Just visualizing. Amen. Glory be to God. And her sons kept running in, bringing her another vessel and another vessel. Come on, baby, bring them vessels up in here. It's gonna be a good day today. Glory be to God. And after filling up them vessels, beloved, the Bible says her bottle of oil was still full. The oil stopped multiplying only when there was no more vessels to fill. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hallelujah. Can you imagine running out of room for the blessing? God blessing you so much you ain't got no room to contain it. I think that's where they got that term blessed to be a blessing. You say, I ain't got no more room. Ain't no sense of me being greedy. I ain't got no more room. Peter told them, when Peter caught that wild of fish, glory be to God, after experiencing that miracle because he was obedient to the Lord, he said, boys, y'all come over here and get some of this fish. I can't take all this fish home because my refrigerator ain't big enough. My freezer ain't big enough. He said, no, I got too much. No, look, the bank only insured me for $250,000. I got more than that. God, who you want me to bless? Oh, can you imagine? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The widow went to Elijah, and she told him what had happened. And this is what he told her, beloved. Amen. And we shared this with you a couple weeks ago, but we're coming back today because we're hitting it from a different angle today. He told her in verse number 7, he said, go sell the oil, pay your debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Ooh, that was a lump sum. That was an insurance settlement. That was bigger than an insurance settlement. Because you can't really live on no insurance settlement. You know, unless you got Johnny Cochran and them pulling them millions and millions, glory be to God. You can't really live on that. And, you know, you can live for, you know, a couple of years maybe if you balance the money right. But the rest of your life, it take a lot of money to live. Back then and today, ain't nothing ever changed. The cost of living has always been relative. But because the woman acted on the word of the Lord, God supernaturally met her need. Now listen to me, because God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did for that widow woman, got to do for you. How did this woman needs get met? How was that need? That need was met supernaturally. It was a miracle. How did it happen? Because she acted on the word. She did what the man of God told her to do, but what the man of God told her to do was God speaking through him. And she acted on it. She trusted it. She put her faith on the word. But see, the word is the only thing that's not going to fail. That man of God died. Matter of fact, that widow died and her sons died. But the word of God never died, because the word of God don't die. Because it is eternal. It will never return to God void. That's what she put her faith on. That's what Peter put his faith on when Jesus saw Peter and Peter was in the boat and said, Lord, bid me to come. Jesus told Peter, come. Well, when Peter stood up and stepped on the water, Peter didn't step on the water. Peter stepped on the word, come. See, when we step out on the word, when we step out on the promise, there is absolutely no way that we can fail. And this is what happened here with the widow woman, knowing that God has provided for all of her needs and that it is his will to bless and prosper. It is God's will. Beloved, let me tell you something. That's all God is about. Blessing and prospering, blessing and prospering. The question to this morning is, how much do you believe? that God will provide for your circumstances. A couple quick questions for you this morning. Are you ready to act on the prophetic promise that God has given to you for a financial deliverance? Do you believe that God will supernaturally provide for you so that all of your financial needs will be met? Do you believe that he will multiply and increase your finances? Or are you limiting God? Are you a candidate for a miracle of debt cancellation? Are you ready for God to break the bondage of debt and release his end-time financial anointing into your life? These are questions that you have to answer. I can't answer them for you, and you can't answer them for me. This is personal. We have a personal relationship with Christ. It's according to your faith, be it unto you. Beloved, you serve the same God. Now I'm wrapping up. I'm about finished. But I want you to hear me. And that's why sometimes I repeat things twice. I want you to really get it. You serve the same God that this widow woman was serving. Not his brother, not his cousin, not his nephew. You know, with all this AI, they can make people look like people and make somebody look like you and sound like you, and you don't know if you're dealing with who you. You don't know if it's the person, if it's a robot or what. No, 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 no. Not with God. You can't, no, 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 no. I heard one of the ministry partners say God has no rival or no equals. You serve the same God who supernaturally provided for his people and prospered them above all other people on earth. And beloved, when you know that he is a giving God, God is a giver. That's why he gave his son. And he gave his son, he gave all he had. He gave the best he had. You don't really have to go back to God for nothing because he already gave you his best. If somebody give you their best, I mean, it ain't even nothing to go back to and ask for. It's because Jesus is the answer. And since he gave us his best, everything that we need can be found in Jesus. But he is a giving God. It is his will to prosper you. I didn't say prosper your neighbor, prosper your pastor, prosper your neighbor. I said prosper you. Let's make it personal right now. He want to prosper them too, but let's make it personal. Don't overlook you. A lot of times we want to overlook us because we're just, you know, some of us are givers. Amen. But I want you to know and remember that God wants to prosper Y-O-U. You can look at your financial situations, stress, famine, whatever your finances look like, and laugh in the enemy's face. Just laugh. What you laughing at? I'm laughing in the devil's face because he think he got me. He's trying to bring fear and stress and doubt on me, and I'm laughing in the devil's face. We got to laugh like Sarah laughed. We got to laugh like David laughed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just laugh. You don't need no, just laugh. Glory, what you laughing at? I'm laughing at the devil. Glory be to God, hallelujah. He who laughs, laughs, laughs best. Because guess what? The Bible tells us in Psalms 3 that God is in heaven laughing. So you might as well get your laugh on, baby. You ever laugh so hard you got to go to the bathroom? Matter of fact, it's too late. You're going to laugh so hard, it's too late to go to the bathroom. You got to go to the bathroom and change clothes. That's when you got to go to the bathroom now because you done laugh so hard. That's a good laugh. Boy, I love it. Down to the soul, to the belly. Guess what? You can laugh just like that in the devil's face. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, God's word is clear. I want to read to you Job chapter number 5, verse 20. Job 5 and 20 says this. and famine. He shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Thou shalt laugh. Underline that in your Bible because somebody needs to remember that. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. That's the word of God, beloved. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We don't know what this economy is about to bring to us. We don't have a clue. We see the inkling. We see signs. We don't know how bad it can get. We see how bad it is in other countries. But for some reason, we just convinced that over here in America, we ain't going to get it that bad. Ain't going to be no food lines. Ain't going to be no welfare and relief. Remember the chunks of cheese and the peanut butter? I don't know if y'all go far that bad, but I remember when I was coming up, they would give away the Spam and give away the cheese and give away that old chunky peanut butter. Not that it wasn't no smooth Jiffy now. It was that hunky stuff. Lord have mercy. Huh? Y'all remember that? Okay. Who's to say we're not going back to that? But God wants you to know that the world may have to go back to that, but not his children. You have an ear to hear, let them hear what God is saying, not his children. Because we have God's promises right here. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that you can start your day, start your week, start your month, wherever you at, by laughing in the enemy's face. Laugh till the snot run out your nose. Laugh till the tears run down your eyes. Just laugh till you exhale. Just laugh till you can't laugh no more. Laugh until you're empty. You ever laugh until you ain't got no more laugh in you? But that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to laugh in the enemy's face. Because you know that God will not only deliver you, but he will fulfill his promises to pour his abundance into your life. What do you have, beloved, that you can give to the Lord to multiply, to meet your need? She had a little bit of oil. That was enough. Some borrowed vessels. That was enough. Matter of fact, it was more than enough. What do you have? You got something, too. Something you've been overlooking. Something you say, it ain't nothing to this, no value to this. Little is much if God is in it. What do you have? You may think that your finances are so bad that you do not have anything to give. God used a small supply of oil to multiply and meet this woman's great need. Beloved, you have to act upon God's word for financial deliverance. Give whatever you have, no matter how small it may seem to be. Believe that God will multiply it back to you with a miracle of debt cancellation. God wants to take you beyond the limitations of your natural mind. That's what we've been trying to get into. You got to break that cycle of your natural mind. You got to come out, be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Romans chapter 12. You got to break that cycle. You got to break that low-thinking mentality, that poverty-thinking mentality. You got to break it with the God's word. Moses sent the spies out. Amen. Glory be to God. And 10 of them came back with a bad report. He talked about the size of the grasshoppers, the size of the giants, and how they look like grasshoppers. Two of them came back with giant faith, Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb came back talking about the size of the grapes. The other ones came back talking about the size of the giants and how they saw themselves as grasshoppers. God said, who called you a grasshopper? You got to stop thinking low. You got to stop thinking lack. I don't care what it look like. We have the power to call those things that be not as though they were. What did God say about it? That's what you want to know. You don't want you, no, thank God for the president. Oh, yeah. I was proud of the president. I'm telling you, that was, he must have went to a Holy Ghost camp meeting or something. Proud of the president. Huh? But we not talking about what the president said. We're not talking about, amen, what your neighbor said, what your boss said. We want to know what did God say. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he wants to take you beyond the limitations of your natural mind to be able to believe and receive the miracle of debt cancellation. This morning as I close, beloved, I want to speak into the lives of God's people in the name of Jesus through this prophecy. In Jesus' name. And this is what I want to say. Time for the body of Christ to experience a supernatural, spiritual breakthrough in the realm of finances. God is going to have a people, an end-time people. He raised up the Jews for a divine purpose, and he is raising up his end-time remnant for a divine purpose. God will supernaturally manifest himself through them in this end time. One of the supernatural manifestations will be how God provides for them. God is raising up a specific breed of end time people who have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit and responded by laying their lives down before God as a living sacrifice. These people have joined themselves in holiness and righteousness and in sanctification for the end time purposes of God Almighty. God will release an end time financial anointing upon these people. They will be uniquely joined together with God. The world will know, as it knew through the Jews, that there is only one true God, and his name is Jehovah. As God releases a financial anointing upon the body of Christ, many will experience the miracle of debt cancellation. Long-standing bills, which have been keeping individuals hopelessly caught in a vicious cycle of debt, will be supernaturally canceled. Many people are under such a heavy bondage of debt that there is no possible way in the natural for them to ever get out of debt. As God reveals his plan to prosper and bless his people, and they begin to act according to his plan for giving and receiving, he will supernaturally intervene, and debts will be canceled. And this is the word of the Lord for his people. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging us, Father God, that we can laugh in the devil's face. We can laugh in the devil's face, Father God. Hallelujah. For Father God, you are about to do it big time. Some of your people are already beginning to feel the effects and to know what it is to live without debt. Father God, supernaturally washed away. Father God. Debts has been sitting on the table. Debts has been on our credit file, student loan debt, Father God, housing debt, all type of debt, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. It is not your will for us to owe anybody anything but the debt of love. And Father God, you said the wicked borroweth and payeth not back again. And Father God, it is your desire for us to repay everybody that we owe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we can't do it on our own strength and abilities. But Father God, we thank you through the law of sowing and reaping. Father God, that opens the door for you to come in with the overflow. Father God, that this end time harvest, Father God, that people will know that you are Jehovah Jireh. And we say thank you for using us. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for grooming us, Father. You've been preparing us for this season to receive. We weren't ready before, Father. We thought we was ready. We thought we was needed. But you made us wait, Father God, because we're truly ready now. And we say thank you. And we say thank you, Father. Because you know, Father God, we're at a point where the money don't even mean nothing. We don't even mean nothing. We have it, Father God. Thank you that we can, amen, glorify you with it. Glory be to God. But it don't even mean that we can go on about our regular business. It don't even mean anything because we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And we know, Father God, that it doesn't profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul. And you told us, Father God, to put our hearts where a man, a treasure is, there will his heart be also. And our treasure, Father God, is not in his worldly things and worldly stuff that's going to pass away. But our treasure is up in heaven. And so we say thank you, Father, because that's where we already are. We're seated in heavenly places right now, yet that's where we're going. And so we bless you. So, Father God, to you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be honor. And we say thank you for helping us. Helping us, Father God. Oh, glory be to God, because there's so many people in need. So many people in need. We're not going to be able to send them next door for help because we're going to be able to help them. Oh, Father God, you said do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. We're not going to be able to send them, those hungry children away. We're not going to be able to send them, Father God, here and there, Father God, but we're going to be able to bless them. We're going to be buying people's groceries. We're going to be paying people bills. That's how much you're going to bless us. With more than enough, Father God, to do the right thing, to do the right thing that you might be glorified. Build hospitals and call it the Jehovah Hospital. Build businesses and call it Jehovah's place of business, Father God, that you might be glorified. Father, thank you. Thank you for preparing us to receive. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not prosper. It will not take root, and it will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we do pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray the prayer of Jabez. Amen. Ask God to increase our territory. Glory be to God, because he knows if he increases us, our tithe's going to increase. Glory be to God, our offering's going to increase. We're not going to get lost. Amen. We're not going to duck out on God and duck out on God's people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He already knows we in our heart we're going to do the right thing so he can trust you. He can trust you. Amen. To drop a load on you. Amen. You ready for it? Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's get ready. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Have an awesome day on today. Meet you at the altar. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. For those of you out there in internet land, amen, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Get all the information. All right. But let me give you the telephone number anyhow. 385-799-9729. Eastern Standard Time. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. It is our pleasure to do so. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you.
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Because there's joy.